Governor Bill Richardson has said 2007 will be the year of water at the state legislature. Santa Fe-based Forest Guardians Executive Director John Horning says he's ready.
Most people don't even realize that most rivers in the western United States have been so over-appropriated and over-allocated that they don't have rights to their own water. And one of the things that we at Forest Guardians and many other conservation groups are working on is to remedy that egregious historical oversight.
There are thousands of straws, Horning says, sticking into the Rio Grande. And in arid New Mexico, cities, counties, and water managing districts draw heavily through them. The result, he says, is lower water flows, which have decimated riverway ecosystems. In 1996, a drought year, about 60 miles of the Rio Grande went dry, killing more than 10,000 endangered Rio Grande silvery minnows. So the idea now, Horning says, is to provide a consistent flow in order to return the young cottonwoods and willows, reestablish the wetlands that once lined the river and supported native wildlife, and let the river carve out its own meanders again.
Those are the signs of rebirth and renewal. Right now, people look at the Rio Grande and they think it's doing okay, they're cottonwoods, but many of those cottonwoods were born 60-some years ago at a time when the river was managed very differently and the pressures were far fewer.
In its advocacy, Forest Guardians often files lawsuits on behalf of the environment with the goal of forcing conservation and wildlife protection through the legal system. But in this case, Horning advocates using the water market system itself for the river's benefit.
The concept is pretty simple. On a volunteer basis, compensate farmers who participate in a program to lease their water, i.e. don't divert their water to their farm fields, leave it in the river, and they would be compensated for doing so.
And the concept isn't entirely new.
Well, the Strategic Water Reserve is a water management tool that Think New Mexico proposed back in 2003.
Christina Fisher is research director for Think New Mexico, a Santa Fe-based public policy think tank. The Strategic Water Reserve, she says, is water that's held by the state to be used for endangered species protection and interstate compact needs.
So when we're going to run short to Texas on the Pecos River or the Rio Grande River, we could release this water so that we wouldn't run short to them and risk a lawsuit, which has happened before on the Pecos. Similarly, if we have a crisis like the silvery minnow on the Rio Grande, this publicly provided water could serve that need rather than having it come from private water rights.
The state legislature passed a bill in 2005 setting up the reserve, and it's been funded with $4.8 million to date. Governor Richardson wants lawmakers to put another $5 million into it in 2007. The Interstate Stream Commission oversees the reserve, and so far, two water rights purchases have been made from it, on the Pecos River for the blunt-nosed shiner, and on the Rio Grande for the silvery minnow. Fisher says an agricultural forbearance program will also be run through the Strategic Water Reserve, in which the state will pay farmers an annual fee for the right to use their water in dry years. The farmers would get fair value lease payments in those years.
So the idea is to keep the water rights linked to the land, to keep them owned by the farmers who are using them, but in particularly crisis times, they would shift to municipal use or to meet our interstate compacts to avoid a crisis there. So it would provide sort of a dynamic balance where most of the time it's there for agriculture, but when we need it, it can shift.
In the 1990s, Forest Guardians was one of several plaintiffs in a lawsuit against the city of Albuquerque following the silvery minnow die-off in the Rio Grande. A compromise was reached that set aside 30,000 acre-feet of water in Abiquiu Reservoir for environmental preservation. The city also committed $225,000 for water leasing. The environmental organizations added $25,000. John Horning says all that money will be used to attract more federal funds.
We'd like to eventually see those funds work with funds that Governor Richardson has committed to in his Year of Water initiative. When he announced that initiative, he committed to $1 million to a pilot agricultural water leasing program.
The federal government earlier this year extended in perpetuity contracts that a dozen municipalities have for New Mexico River water. Horning says two of those cities, Albuquerque and Santa Fe, have agreed to something unique, checkoff programs on utility bills for customers to donate money each month to a fund that purchases water rights for the state's rivers. Santa Fe Mayor David Koss says the program will be just a part of a much larger collaborative water effort.
We've identified 1,000 acre-feet of Santa Fe Basin water to go towards a flow in the Santa Fe River. You know, you can release that in a week, really, but is that what you want to do? If you release it more slowly, you'll get the benefit upstream and you'll get aquifer recharge, but you won't see flow 3 or 4 miles down the river. It's a very complex equation, but I think it's very important to start.
John Horning agrees, saying with more cooperation, it can be a good start.
Our long-term vision is to get all the other beneficiaries of the San Juan Chama Water Project to create similar programs, and quite frankly, eventually to have every city in the Rio Grande watershed have residential checkoff programs whereby urban residents can do their part to really ensure that at the same time the Rio Grande is sustaining us, we're doing our part to sustain it as a living river.
The Middle Rio Grande Conservancy District is another player in the equation. The district owns Rio Grande water rights and much of the bosque through which the river flows. District Legal Counsel Chuck Dumars says there's a good example near Paseo del Norte in Albuquerque of what sometimes happens when agricultural water rights are retired.
On the west side of the river, there's a ditch that Conservancy District serves. Below, downgrading to that ditch, is a huge pasture in which they planted grains and corn for some of their own use, harvest, and also every year there were sandhill cranes and geese. Now that's covered with houses right there. So somehow you got to figure out how to keep water in ag, keep the river intact, keep the bosque intact, and at the same time, as those huge developments go up on the mesas, you got to figure out how you're going to service them.
John Horning says he feels the district has, for its own reasons, been against taking water from willing farmers to keep in the river, and so has been resistant to cooperating. Dumars says the district generally supports the idea at this time. It may signal a change on a statewide level, and Horning welcomes it.
I think it was Frederick Douglass who said, power concedes nothing without a struggle. And some of that struggle we're moving through right now. So I think people want to participate in a vision that says we can have living rivers. And I hope that mechanisms like these municipal checkoff programs will demonstrate that people will come out and participate in them, show their even modest financial support, because I think that'll translate into political support as well.
Governor Richardson's call for millions of dollars in funds for water rights may be an indication that that translation is already underway. For KUNM, I'm Jim Williams.